Hello.
Hello, this is Dustin with customer service giving you a call back.
Hi. I don't know if this website is really true or not, but I was on a CVS thing, and then somehow it said I'm like some kind of thing that I from through CVS, and then it jumped to answering a couple of questions about CVS, and then. But it says it's free. I don't know why it's asking for a credit card.
Well, I do apologize. However, I do work for a call center that services over 400 different companies. So what I would recommend is to make sure you do read the terms and conditions, as that does sound like that could be several different companies that we may service, as a lot of the companies do free trials through different
Free
places like
trials.
CVS. Yes.
Yeah,
I
because
wouldn't.
it says free, but then at the same time it says our winners, and then run to and then suddenly it asks final step payment information. Why do they need payment information?
Yes, I'm sorry. However, without you having the account, I wouldn't know exactly which company you're with, so I wouldn't have information to provide. So the only thing that I can recommend is to read the terms and conditions, as all of the companies we service would provide terms and conditions.
Well, it's here. It's pretty much, see, it's CVS Pharmacy, which is the local CVS. Thank you for completing our survey. Please choose only one item supply. Successful redeem coupon code. Oh, maybe I should put coupon code in there. I don't know. And then it has like, it jumps like $7 stuff, and then $7 stuff, then suddenly it jumps to some kind of like vacuum that's like hundreds of dollars. So I'm like, okay, this is weird. Do you know anything about the CVS thing?
So, in a lot of the companies are offering through the CVS survey. So, when you do the survey, CVS would offer you the chance of trying one of the products. So, without knowing which company it is, I wouldn't be able to assist. As CVS sends
Oh,
out
'cause it
surveys
has
for that.
the number, like if there's a problem, contact. So then I put claim, and then there's my information. Then I put claim again. Okay, here's the congratulations. But then asking me for my you're a winner exclusive week six entry in which you're automatically enrolled in our bonus prize draw, where you could win one of many unbelievable prizes. Okay, so this is not actually the winning yet. Keep an eye on email to see what you have won. No purchase or payment necessary to enter into the sweepstakes. Remember to read the terms and conditions. Sign up for the best premium meal planning app on the next page. I mean, I'm at this point already, but it's like asking me for my billing address, and I'm like, okay, why would I give you my billing address if I won something? You know, my not my billing address, I'm sorry, the you know, like billing bill, yeah, it's asking me for my payment information to verify me.
So yes, I do completely understand. So I am sorry, without knowing which one of the companies it is that is offering you that item, I wouldn't have the information
Well,
to
like I
provide to
said,
you.
it's
That is why
CVS.
I did. So yes, CVS would be who provided you with the survey, but once you were completed with the survey, they would have led you to a different company that is providing you with the prize. So without knowing which company that is the only thing I can recommend is for you to read the terms and conditions, as we do service over 400 different companies.
So is it real or is it fake?
Yes, all of the companies we do service are real companies. However, without knowing exactly which one of those that is, I wouldn't be able to provide you with the exact details of what is
Then I
going
don't know
on. So
why
that
they
is why
would
I
give
am
your
recommending
number
you to read the
as a
terms and
resource.
conditions.
That doesn't make sense if they're giving out your number.
So, yes, it may be one of the companies that we do service. We do service over 400 different companies. However, without an account to pull up and see exactly which company that is, I wouldn't be able to provide you with the correct information. That is why I was recommending you read the terms and conditions before completing anything.
Well, I did. There is just nothing. It says no purchase necessary, blah, blah, blah. You won the sweepstakes. And I'm just like, okay, that's just so weird. Why do they want my credit card? And I just give them one of my old ones and see. Maybe they just want to verify that's you. I don't know. Yeah, it says invalid number because I didn't give them a real one. I gave them, like, one of my expired ones. So, okay, it's just weird, like, complete and secure transactions. Shop with confidence. Safe. You'll pay nothing if unauthorized are made to your credit card. Your information is okay. So it says shop with confidence. Safe and secure. Nothing if unauthorized charges are made. So where's the and then it leads down here. Bites Hub. Customer service. Terms and conditions, here you go. No purchase or payment of any kind to enter or win the sweepstakes. The $49.89 purchase of any service will not improve your chance. Oh, they want you to pay. So they're billing you a $49.89.
So, yes, I completely understand what's going on. You said that was for Bites Hub. That is one of the companies that we service. So what they do is you are offered the chance of signing up for them when you do the contest. They are a meal plan app that provides a app that helps to cut sugar, carbs, and reduce your cravings.
Yeah. Yeah, but then it says sweepstakes is open to legal residents, winner selection. So it says you're a winner, and then it says to pay $49.99.
So yes, the $49.99 is for the meal plan app. If you did win the contest, then you would receive an email with the information on how to claim the prize.
So you pay $50 to claim the prize? Because at first it says you won it.
The $50 is not for the prize. The $50 is for the meal plan if you sign up for the meal plan.
I didn't. Sign up for any meal plan.
Yes, the $50
okay,
it was referring to.
Okay, never mind. You know what? I'm just going to stay away from these weird things because I am a CVS shopper, and I just thought, okay, maybe it's my lucky, you know, but it looks like a scam. Yeah, you don't give out your credit card information. And then, yeah, first it says it's free, and then suddenly pay $49.99. Yeah, it says here, congratulations, you're a winner of our exclusive sweepstakes entry in which you automatically enroll in our bonus prize draw where you could win one of the many. Okay, so did I win the whatever, and then Dyson products, gift cards to $900 in value, keep an eye on email. What you have won. No purchase or payment necessary to enter sweepstakes. Remember to read the terms and conditions. That is, and it gives your phone number as a contact. So you don't know anything about it?
So yes, I do completely understand. The reason it's providing our phone number is we would handle customer service for the Bites Hub meal plan. If you win the contest that they were offering, then you would receive an email with how to claim the prize.
Okay, so it would have sent me an email. Yeah, because it's asking me to. It says claim, so I did press claim, and then it jumps to asking me to put in my credit card. And I'm like, okay, this is suspicious. First it says you're the winner. Okay, never mind. All right, thank you
Bye-bye.
You're very welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you do have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
How do you hang up this phone?